following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9.
Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you.
Listeners to this radio show should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company carefully before investing. The prospectus contains this and other information about the mutual fund, variable annuity, and variable annuity subaccounts. To obtain a prospectus, you may contact Friedman Financial or your financial advisor. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making a potential investment.
And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. It is the end of July, 7 months in the can of year 2020, and I know we're all trying to rush to the finish line here and see if we can find some goodness at the end of this year and hopefully get the masks off soon. But for the time being, let's wear them, let's protect ourselves, let's make sure that we can clear up this pandemic and get back to the real world the way we knew it, though it'll be a little different as soon as possible. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above Alto Forno Restaurant on 41 Cross Street. We have been providing financial planning and investment management advice to individuals and families all throughout the North Shore, the Merrimack Valley, and the southern New Hampshire area since 1968. Yeah, I joined my father's firm back in 1991. Dad started our firm back in 1968 when there wasn't a thing called financial planning. People didn't even know what that was. It was, I mean, basically, in 1968, you probably worked for the GE or worked for Raytheon or one of those big companies. You got a pension, you got Social Security, maybe had a little money in the bank, owned a house, and that was the American dream. That's all it was. Well, as you well know, things have changed, and our lifestyles are a little bit different these days. The way we work is different. The types of jobs we have and the days of guaranteed pensions for most people is long gone. That's for sure. That is for sure. It is long gone. So it's up to us. It's up to you. It's up to all of us to figure out a way to be responsible financially, both today and in the future. The introduction of the 401k plan many decades ago was an opportunity for individuals like you and like me to put money away on a pre-tax basis for our future. For instance, if you were making $1,000 a week, and you said, I want to have 100 of that $1,000 put aside into a retirement plan, you would have that $100 deducted. It would go into a retirement account, and you would only be taxed with your paycheck on $900. That's right. So remember, 401k pre-tax contribution. If you say, I want to put 10% of my money into a 401k plan, 10% of $1,000, if that's what your weekly pay is, 10%, $100, goes into the retirement plan. That means $900 is left over to collect taxes on. That's where the federal tax, state tax, FICA tax, all that stuff comes out of. And you have $100 that's sitting in a retirement account that has not yet been taxed. And then perhaps your employer matches that $100. Maybe they put in, I don't know, $3, whatever the amount is that they put in, 3% match or a 5% match, whatever it is. It's free money. One of the things that always amazes me that I hear from a lot of folks that will talk to our office, they call us, I see them on the street, I see them just as we're just having conversations, when they hear that I'm a financial planner, they say, you know, was involved in my 401k plan, and then my employer, they dropped the match. And so I said, forget it, I'm not participating in the 401k plan anymore. Folks, I think that's the biggest mistake in the world. Biggest mistake. Because, yes, the match is, if you will, free money coming from your employer. But the fact that you're putting money into a 401k plan or a 403b plan, whatever it is that you're putting in on a pre-tax basis, if you're doing that, you're getting an immediate return on your investment. So I'll ask you this. Do you happen to know what your tax bracket is each year? Do you know what it is? Is it 10%? Is it 25%? Is it 40%? What is it? Well, let's just say, for argument's sake, you're in the 20% tax bracket. Well, what that means is that if you were in the 20% federal tax bracket, and we use the earlier example that I just gave you that says you were making $1,000 a week, you wanted to put $100 of that $1,000 into your 401k plan, $100 goes in there, so you're only taxed on $900, right? $1,000 less $100, it's $900, you're only taxed on that $900. That $100 that you put into the 401k plan never had federal tax come out of it. And if you're in the federal tax bracket of 20%, that means had you not put money into the 401k plan and took it for yourself, the government would have kept 20 of that $100. So you would have only netted perhaps 80 or even less when they took out state tax and all the other taxes. So think about this. Even without a match on your 401k plan, you're getting, in the example of somebody in the 20% tax bracket, you're getting an immediate 20% return on your money because someone would have taken 20% out if you took the money through payroll. So look at the match as a bonus. But if you have the opportunity to participate in a 401k plan, do it. Now, someone will ask me, well, Mark, what about the Roth 401k plan? Does that make more sense than does a regular 401k plan? And I hate to give you this answer, but the answer really is, it depends. And no one likes that answer. No one ever likes that answer, but that's the honest truth. Susie Orman seems to think that she can just give one piece of advice that generalizes for everybody, but that's not the way the real world works. And what we do here at Friedman Financial is try to provide you with some personalized financial advice that aligns with what your goals are. But here we are talking through the radio. I'm going to try to frame this a little bit for you. So I want you to think about this. Let's say you are super young right now. Super young could be, I don't know, I'll call it, I'm 54 years old, so I'm not super young, but when you hear someone that dies at 55 years old, they go, oh, he was so young. Well, okay, so I'm young, 54 years old. But I'm super young, who's also in the workforce, let's say that's under 35 years old. I think somebody, if I were to ask my daughter, who's 24 years old, what is super young, she would probably say 3. But for argument's sake, let's call super young 35 and under. And you got your first job, maybe you're making $35,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year. And you might think to yourself, I want to put money aside for the future. And you've been offered by your employer the opportunity to participate in a traditional 401k or a Roth 401k. What do you do? How do you decide what you're going to put money into? Well, it really depends on what your tax rate is right now. If you are in a low tax rate, and if your only income is $35,000 or $40,000 a year, you're not in a very high tax rate as an individual. And if that's the case, where if your tax rate is low, you might want to say, you know what? I'd rather put money into a Roth 401k than a traditional 401k. And you might think, well, Mark, a few minutes ago, you just told us it makes sense to put money into a traditional 401k because I'm able to get an instant return on my money. I get that tax savings that I was supposed to have taken out of my pay. Now I'm actually getting to retain that now and put it into the 401k. A Roth 401k actually has the money, the tax money that you are going to have. That, remember I used that example of putting $100 in and the federal tax, they would take out 20%, so you'd have $80 net. Well, only $80 is going to go into your Roth 401k plan. So why would that be a good thing? Well, here's the difference. When you put money into a Roth, all of the money forever grows tax-free. When you take the money out of your Roth, whether it's at 59 and a half, whether it's 62, whether it's at 84, whenever you choose to take money out, or never, because you're never required to take money out of a Roth. But when you do take it out, you pay zero tax. When you put money into a traditional 401k plan, even though you didn't pay tax on the money that you put in at that time, you've never paid tax on this money. So the government says all the money that you've put in plus all of the earnings, they grow. When you take the money out, now you have to pay tax on it. So you have to ask yourself, am I likely to be in a higher tax bracket when I'm retired than the tax bracket that I'm in right now? Now, it used to be that it was rather easy to figure out that you would be in a lower tax bracket in retirement than you would be when you were working. Well, folks, that's changed a little. And it's changed a little not only because we're making more money and we're putting money aside and all of that. The other reason is that we're all, or not, I can't say everybody, but most people are seeing inheritances and are likely to see the passing or transfer of wealth from one generation to another, where you're going to find yourself with a little bit more money than you ever imagined you'd have. And you have to take distributions from that money and draw dollars from there. And you might find yourself in a higher tax bracket. I always find it amazing how many clients we run into who are jealous in some cases, but also proud, jealous and proud, that their children in their 30s or 40s are making more money than they ever made in their most lucrative years of working. And they look to their children to say, have they been very responsible with how they're saving money? Maybe they're spending money a little bit more frivolously than we may have when we were younger. Folks, trying to make a decision as to whether you should participate in a 401k plan, a Roth 401k plan, participate in the match, all of those things, they may feel like easy decisions, but there are consequences with all of the decisions that you make. And it's important that you understand what you're into, why you're doing this, why are we participating? I think it's important that you do something. What is the right thing? What's the absolute right thing? Well, today might feel like the right thing, and tomorrow it could be something totally different. You may be working for a different company. You may be a self-employed individual down the road when you were working for a company before. It's complicated. And each decision that you make, each life event when it relates to your finances becomes cumulative. You now have to add more and more and more and more layers to all of the decision-making that's necessary. And so what ends up happening at Friedman Financial, what I see a lot of, is people who come to me in their 50s and their 60s, and they say, I made a lot of decisions since I was 20 years old. I've had 6 or 7 or 8 or 15 different types of financial advisors, insurance agents, benefits people, people that I talk to at work, human resources advisors. I've got insurance policies. I've made decisions on moving houses. I've helped my kids out with financing a first house or paying for a college, or maybe my parents, they're elderly and they're needing some help. And I've had all of these decisions, and now you're juggling 1,000 balls in the air. And you're beginning to wonder, oh my goodness, how do I prioritize? How do I figure out where everything is? How do I make the smart decision? Because I've spent all of this time accumulating all this stuff, and I don't know where everything is and what everything is worth. Perhaps I've just described you. Perhaps you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed. You know you need to do something, but you just don't know where to start. That is usually one of those crisis points when someone like you might pick up the phone and call a financial planner. And if you're going to call one, I'd certainly suggest that you call a certified financial planner. Because CFP professionals have experience. They must follow a code of ethics. They have an education standard that's necessary that they have to continue to follow. And they have to at least have 3 years of experience before they can even put the CFP designation next to their name. At Friedman Financial, the people that you meet with, the financial planners at our office, are all CFP professionals. That's the minimum standard at Friedman Financial. And I assure you of this, we're not going to cost any more than any other financial planner might cost. And in fact, many people have told us, for the fees that we charge and the price that you pay, the value and benefit is pretty significant. If now is the time for you to get serious about your financial planning, if now is the time for you to say, you know what, I need to connect up with somebody. And I know we're not meeting in person right now due to this pandemic, but we are connecting over the phone. We're connecting through Zoom technology. We're even connecting perhaps out for lunch or something. Outdoors, we can manage something just to get you to know you a little bit. But we do have a process, and the process works. It's worked for 52 years at Friedman Financial. And I'd like to go through that process with you if you'd like to. All you need to do is go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, 2 E's and a D, financial.com. You can go to the section that says Getting to Know Friedman Financial, and you'll get to walk through our PowerPoint presentation that really illustrates what the experience is like when you work with us. All right, we got to take a quick break. When we get back, lots of things to share with you. I've got some news about the Topsfield Fair. Some news just came out this week. People are wondering what's going on at the Topsfield Fair with the pandemic. I've got news of that, and I've got some more financial advice in a language you can understand when we get back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. Hey, hey. Well, I need a dollar, dollar.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Each week, I try to provide listeners with financial advice in a language you can understand. And much of my advice comes from real-life situations that happens in my office, Friedman Financial, each and every day. You see, at Friedman Financial, we help individuals and families create smart strategies for spending money in retirement. Our approach is committed to placing your interests first. And best of all, Friedman Financial is independent. And we're a fee-based financial planning and investment management firm. We're absolutely committed to helping you get your financial house in order. When you're ready to get serious about your financial planning needs, give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or on the web at friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
It's not about the money, money, money. We don't need your money, money, money.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above Alto Forno Restaurant. I will tell you, this past week, I went and visited the North Shore Mall. I hadn't been inside the mall since March. I wanted to see what was going on there. There were cars at the mall. So, folks, there are stores that are open. Not many customers, but there are a lot of people working in the stores. There are other stores that are not quite open yet. Others say that they're going to open July 31st. Some are opening the middle of August. So people are starting to come back. They are showing up there. It's interesting in there. There's no seating. Can't sit down. So you got to get your stuff and get out. But the mall is open. Some of the restaurants are starting to open up. I know some of them are just offering curbside. Others have sit-down opportunities. I'd encourage you to patronize some of these places and other places. Let's get out there. Let's support some of these businesses that have really struggled. Speaking of a business that hasn't even opened yet is Alto Forno, just below me. They are actually doing a facelift downstairs. The two sister restaurants, Daniela's and Polana, are open for business, and they're doing well. Alto Forno, I understand it's going to be a little different downstairs. I don't know what it's going to look like different. I mean, I keep looking inside the windows, and they've been changing some of the molding. They changed the top to the bar. I don't know what the concept, the food concept, is going to be over there, but we will see. And I've heard word that they're hoping to open sometime around Labor Day. I understand also the Bancroft over at North Shore Mall, they are reimagining their space. The Bancroft is not opened over at the mall. They are open in Burlington, but the one at the mall is not open. They're going to reimagine that place, and we'll see what that place looks like. You never know. Everything's changing, and a lot of things are changing. Talk about a change. Did you hear the news about Kodak this week? Remember Kodak, the place where you would go to their little photomat booths? Remember those when we were kids? We'd go to the photomat booth and get our little envelopes and wonder what the pictures looked like. You'd have some with a thumb over it. Some of them would be black. Sometimes you could get double prints. Remember that? We get double prints at the photomat. And then we had the flip flash. Remember those on our little Kodak Instamatic cameras? Well, Kodak had a big announcement this week. Kodak, which struggled, it was filed for bankruptcy, based out in Rochester, New York. And they had a division of Kodak that was right here in Peabody. Remember, it was called Eastman Kodak, right across the street from the Higgins Middle School, which is, it's now Russolo over there. And one of the things that they did over there was they created the gelatins for film, and then eventually gelatins actually for pills. I don't know if you know this, but the capsules, the pills that we might take for medications have some type of a film over it to hold the compounding of the drugs together. Well, a lot of that film was manufactured here by Eastman Kodak in Peabody and then by Russolo, which is in Peabody. And do you know what one of the main ingredients is for one of those films? If you were wondering, it is called bone marrow. That's right. The marrow from cows is oftentimes used as the film coating, as part of the gelatin that's used for medicines. And the reason that Peabody was selected as a place for the bone marrow and for the gelatins was because Peabody, as you all may know, the motto is the Tanners. That's our slogan. That's our mascot here in Peabody. This was one of the tanning capitals of the world. And so in order to get the cowhide to Peabody to create the leather, you might as well drop the bones somewhere. And sure enough, there was a boneyard that existed over at Eastman Gelatin, and that's where the gelatins were. Well, just so you know, they're basically Kodak shut down. They had a Kodak in Rochester had to file for bankruptcy. The stock was, you know, hovering next to a dollar or $2 a share. And then on Tuesday, a big announcement comes out that the Kodak is going to benefit from what's called the Defense Production Act. And they are going to reshape and reface all of the manufacturing and structuring and systems in Rochester, New York, and a couple other locations in America to get out of the film business and get into the drug manufacturing business. $700 plus billion lent to the organization, lent to Kodak, to say, let's help you reimagine drug production here in America using the facilities and the space that you have and all of the technology that you already have in place. We'll give you money to refurbish everything and make it better. And I will tell you, the market loved it. The market heard Kodak is coming back in a different shape, in a different form, and reimagining what the world is going to look like. Kodak stock went from $2. It hit upwards of $50 during the week. It's been hovered down around $30, and who knows how it will end up. It's been very volatile. But the market sees this as a huge lucrative opportunity to bring the production of drugs, not the actual pill, but the medicines that are manufactured, the chemicals within those medicines, to be manufactured and built here in America. Most of those right now are built in India and in Japan for much lower costs. But as the CEO of Kodak had said earlier this week on CNBC, we already have the infrastructure in place. We don't need to build buildings. We don't need to build manufacturing plants. We don't need an electricity system. We don't need a water treatment system. We have all of that already in place. It just needs to be turned on. We just have to reimagine ourselves, and we can bring some of this production back to America so that we can hold ourselves responsible and accountable for drugs that are necessary to support American citizens here in America. So it will be very interesting to see how other companies begin to reimagine themselves. Earlier, a few weeks ago, we talked about phantom companies. What's the idea of a phantom company? Well, many people back in March were laid off because, you know, we weren't allowed to go back to work. There was the shutdowns. We were asked to stay at home orders, and people were collecting unemployment benefits. But they thought, oh, well, once that's lifted, I will be able to go back and return to my job. Well, many people, many people, I guess is a good use of word. Many people are finding that even though businesses are reopening, the business from which they were laid off from is not reopening and perhaps never will. Yet they're collecting unemployment benefits on behalf of a business that no longer exists and will never open. Those are what are called phantom companies. And you're collecting income from a phantom company. Unemployment benefits from a phantom company. But eventually that's going to stop. Who knows what this new stimulus package will look like? I know Congress is working hard to try to find some solutions, to try to get us to a place where we can continue to pay the American people who are out of work, to give them that extra unemployment insurance benefit. But should it be $600? Should you be getting paid 1, 2, and 3 times more than what you were making at work? Is that the right approach? Should there be another $1,200 stimulus check to individuals? Should there be to some people and not for others? Should you have to qualify it, or should we just make a blanket statement that says if you make under a certain amount of money, you get it, plain and simple, no questions asked? I think there's a lot of discussion around that. And there's also the question of, what about money for the schools? Kids are going back to school, folks. They're going to go back differently, for sure. And many of the colleges, some have chosen to go online, some are going hybrid, some are going, you know, Monday and Wednesday and stay home Tuesday and Thursday. Everyone's coming up with a different strategy. But the schools need money to be able to reimagine and restructure their physical plant so that people and students can feel safe when they go back to school. I thought it was interesting. I've talked to some of my friends over this past week who work in the hotel business, many of who work in the hotel business in Boston. And you can well imagine the hotel business and leisure travel here in Boston. I mean, Boston's a big tourist area for the summer. It has been decimated. There's not much happening here. In fact, occupancy rates are at 20 and 30% and even less in some places. But what I found interesting was come August, next month, did you know that many of the hotels are going to go to 60 to 80% occupancy? And it's not because the tourists are coming. It's not because cruise ships are dropping here in Boston. It's not because there's all of a sudden planes are going to start bringing tourists to Boston. You know what it is? It's the students. Many of the hotels in Boston are converting many of their floors to dormitory space. Think about that. When you went to a dormitory in college, it was generally, I don't know, 15, 20 people on a floor, and then there was a shared bathroom. How do you keep that clean under COVID right now? But imagine if you could put students into hotel rooms. They already have a bathroom in there. They have all of the other amenities that you'd want for a dorm room, and you reimagine what you could do. And the hotels need activity. Many of the hotels are stepping up to accommodate certain students, maybe the senior class or a junior class, or places that had too many people in three or four people in a room, and being able to separate them out and put them out into the hotels. It's going to be a different lifestyle this fall, and the type of people wandering in and out of some of the hotels in town is going to be a little bit different as well. But you know, businesses have to reimagine during challenging times. We will revert back to what it was. But if you're not being imaginative, if you're not being thoughtful, if you're not figuring out how do we generate revenue when we can't get revenue in the most traditional ways, you could be out of business. So I ask that of you as an employee. Perhaps you're out of work right now. Perhaps you're struggling. Perhaps you're wondering, when will I be able to get back doing what I love to do? And if the answer is, it may be a while, perhaps now is the time to start building some new skills. Perhaps you'll be able to go back and do what you knew how to do. Perhaps you could even do it better, but perhaps you can build a skill set. Maybe it's in coding. Maybe it's in fitness. Maybe it's in, I don't know, handiwork, whatever it is. These are your opportunities to try to take, in many cases, for some folks that are out of work, try to take the passions that you were never able to pursue and try to put them to work in a way that perhaps could make money for you. Wow, wouldn't that be a great idea? I'm finding that more and more people are actually getting used to this idea of living at home, working from home, having meals with the family, spending more time together. And just because the paycheck isn't as great as what it was before, they're also finding they're not spending as much money, but they're really enjoying the company and the connectivity of the family around them. Folks, there's going to be lots of opportunities for us to rebuild and reimagine and come back from this pandemic. The bigger question will be, what are you doing during the downtime to make yourself better? Hoping and thinking and praying about it, that might be one strategy. But that's not the strategy that puts money in your pocket. You got to find some skills. We all have to do a little bit better. We all have to commit to ourselves to say, you know what? When this is all over, I'm going to be a better person because of it. I'm going to be more skilled. I'm going to be ready to go. I'm going to be more compassionate. I'm going to be more approachable. How are you ready to do it? We call this financial advice in a language you can understand. And yeah, there's a little psychology thrown in there as well. But that's what we do here each and every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. We call this Dollars and Cents. We talk about anything and everything as it relates to money and how it might impact your wallet, your head, your personality, everything. But we got to take a quick break. When we get back, like I said, I got news about the Topsfield Fair. I also want to talk about beneficiary designations. When's the last time you took a look at the investment accounts, the insurance policies, the 401k accounts, anything that you own, and asked yourself, if I were to die, who's getting the money? We'll be right back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Hi, this is Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial. For more than 50 years, we've been providing individuals and families on the North Shore and Merrimack Valley with financial advice in a language you can understand. As each of us struggle to find answers in this uncertain environment, we're continuing to communicate with our clients in a variety of ways. Our weekly newsletter, our video town hall, Our client teleconferences and periodic phone calls continue to offer ways to address clients' questions despite remaining physically distant. If you're feeling alone and searching for rational advice during these emotional times, perhaps Friedman Financial can provide the comfort that you need. Give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit us at friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Friedman Financial, financial advice in a language you can understand.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts. You know how it goes, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above Alto Forno Restaurant on 41 Cross Street. Well, we got some news to report to you. It probably doesn't come as a surprise to any of you, especially with all of the cancellations that have been lined up for the months to come and the months that have already happened. But sadly, the Topsfield Fair will not happen this year. It's the third time in its 202-year history that the Topsfield Fair has had to be canceled. So the longest time ago was back almost 100 years ago. Guess what was happening then? It was something called the Spanish flu, and we had a pandemic, and it was not safe to open the Topsfield Fair. And thus, this is a reason why Jamie O'Brien, the general manager of the fair, has decided through an abundance of caution and to keep our vendors, our customers, our visitors, exhibitors, everybody safe, they had to cancel it. What was the other time they canceled it? Well, it was during World War II, actually. There was a period of time during World War II where we just decided it just wasn't going to happen. It didn't feel like it was the right thing to do. So this is the third time the Topsfield Fair will be canceled. As many of you know, I've been running a booth at the Topsfield Fair for a great number of years. It's called the B'nai B'rith Booth. It's been there since 1970. So in its 50th year of celebrating. And I've been working there since I was 13 years old and been running it with my wife, Laura, for the past 10 years. But enough. We're not going to do it this year. And so sadly, we'll be back next year. But what's really interesting, what Jamie O'Brien, the general manager of the fair, did say was in each time that the fair has shut down, the following year was an unbelievable record-breaking year. So I look forward to that next year. I look forward to bringing back some new and exciting dishes for our visitors that come to visit us at the Topsfield Fair booth. We look forward to bringing back our hot dog eating contest next year and all of the fun and excitement, the giant pumpkin, the great pig rides and the pig races and everything else that happens at the fair. We will see you then. But for now, you can actually go to the Topsfield Fair and go for a drive-in movie theater. I don't know if you've heard this. Kowloon over in Saugus is doing a drive-in theater. Topsfield Fair has been doing a drive-in theater. All of these have been working out pretty well. So if you're looking for something new to do, I mean, they too. Topsfield Fair, another organization that is trying to reimagine what they can do during these challenging times. No, it's not perfect. No one's not hitting, people aren't generally hitting record sales numbers these years or these past months, but they're doing the best they can. They're trying to keep people employed. They're trying to keep you entertained. And please go out and support them. I'd really appreciate that. When we last left, I told you that I wanted to discuss beneficiary designations. Because oftentimes I ask the question, if I ask a question of a client, I'll say, imagine you were to pass away. What do you think will happen with your money? And oftentimes, they'll either say one of two things. That's a good question. I know I got to get to an attorney and get a will drafted. That's number one. Or number two is they'll say, oh, my will take care of it. I've already got that all squared away. Well, it oftentimes surprises people when I break the unfortunate news to them that the will doesn't solve the problem. It doesn't. Because in many cases, you've already solved the answer to the question, who will get my money when I die? Because you've already put beneficiaries on accounts that you have. So think about this. Imagine you got your first job, had a 401k plan, you had life insurance that was given to you, and you had to fill out your name and your address and your social security number and all that stuff. And then at the bottom, it says, who would you like to leave this money to if you were to die? Well, if you've been working for a company for a long time, especially if you were young, oftentimes you would name your parents as your beneficiary, or your siblings, perhaps, as your beneficiary. But then years go on, years pass by, you might even leave that company and go to another company, and you fill out new paperwork, and maybe you get married, and you name your spouse as your beneficiary. And then you die. And your spouse certainly expects that he or she is going to inherit your money simply because of the documentation that it says on the retirement account. And secondarily, because you got married, perhaps you went to an estate planning attorney and you said, when I die, if I die, my spouse will inherit this money. But lo and behold, something happens. You die. Well, you won't know what happens because you'll be dead. But your spouse assumes, well, I'm going to get all this money. And the company that you were working for, sure enough, it says the retirement account is yours. The insurance that they had when you were working is yours. But then there was this company that you worked with, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, and the money's still there. You still have that 401k plan that's still sitting over there. And we notify that company and let them know that you've passed away. And they say, we have a beneficiary designation, but it's not the person, it's not your spouse. You named your mother. And your mother is going to inherit this money, or your brother, your sibling, whoever was named on that. And your spouse might go back to an attorney and say, but wait a second, on the will it says I inherit everything that he has. Well, yes, you do. You inherit everything that he or she had that didn't have a beneficiary designation already attached to it. Yeah, if you're getting a little uncomfortable, that's on purpose. I'm encouraging you to revisit it all. Make sure that every life insurance policy that you own, make sure every retirement account that you have, even the ones that are sitting with previous employers, and I've seen people that have worked for 8, 9, 10, 12 different companies, and for whatever reason they've decided, I'll just leave my 401k plan there, or I'll leave the small deferred compensation plan with this other company there with the other company. I'll just leave it there. But those documents still have beneficiaries on them. And they may not be the beneficiaries you want. Even worse, what happens if you're now in a second marriage or a third marriage? Then what do you do? Does your current wife get everything? Not necessarily, not if there's a beneficiary designation on all of those other assets that are somebody else. What also happens if you're in a second marriage and both of you die in a common accident? Who gets the money? Your kids, their kids, a combination of the kids? It's very, very important that you select what are called contingent beneficiaries. That means after your spouse, who gets the money? Without that, you're either leaving it to the courts, or perhaps you'll leave it to whatever the will says, and that may not even align with what you want right now. Now, you might be thinking, Mark, I thought on this show on Dollars and Cents, you're going to talk to me about whether I should be buying mutual funds or bonds or cash, or I should be in large cap or small cap or value stocks or growth stocks or this sector or that sector. Well, yeah, sometimes we talk about that too. But all of that doesn't matter. When you die, it's all about who's getting the money. You want to be sure that that is structured properly, that there are not unnecessary taxes due for estate taxes or probate costs. You want to be sure that you're doing this properly. And I will tell you this, an investment person, a guy that's a stockbroker and an investment guy, isn't necessarily going to give you that advice all the time. But a certified financial planner will. At Friedman Financial, that's what we do every day. We're providing you advice on the big picture first and investing your money secondarily. Yeah, you got to take care of the big stuff first. You have to know where everything is and what everything is worth first. It's so, so critically important. I can't tell you the stories and the lessons that we've learned. I've been at this, almost 30 years that I've been at this now. We've seen stories. It's scary. You want to be sure that you do this right. I can't tell you how many kids have come knocking on my door thinking that having expectations of inheriting this money or getting this money so easily. It's not that simple if you don't plan properly. It's all part of the financial planning process. If now's the time for you to get serious about your financial planning, I'd encourage you to sit down and think about what it means to get everything that you own and everything that you owe all in one place so you can see it, so you can understand it, so that you can know the risks attached to it, so you can know that the decisions that you'll have to make along the way, and that you have a trusted advisor who is objective during emotional times. Friedman Financial does that all the time. That's what we've been doing since our inception. And there are a lot of other financial planning firms out there that do that as well. But when it's time to select somebody, I certainly hope you'll consider Friedman Financial, but I also hope that you'll look more than anything else at somebody who's a certified financial planner. They are obligated to make sure that they place your interests first. We are obligated to place your interests first, to serve as a fiduciary for you, because you deserve it. You deserve to get this right. You deserve to have the next layer of your assets passed along to the next generation without any suspect, without any curiosity, with just absolute certainty. That's really, really important. When's the last time you looked? When is really the last time you looked? And we're happy to help you with that. All right, a couple other things. Recently, we've been talking with some folks that have been looking to buy a second home. And they've been thinking to themselves, I want to buy a second home because, well, I figure I'm never going to get to travel again. Well, I think you're going to get to travel again. And some people are willing to sacrifice some of the investment dollars that they've accumulated so that they have a second location, so they know that they can always go to a second property in the event this pandemic comes back again, or that we actually never get back to the real world. Some of you may be thinking, really? That's the kind of stuff people are thinking about? The answer is yeah. The people, and we're all thinking about a lot of things. I'm not saying that anybody's wrong here. Who knows what the outcome of this pandemic's going to be? But it's another example of us understanding that the way we think, the way we approach life, the way how we set our expectations for what we want for ourselves, for our kids, for the environment that we live in, is one perspective. And maybe it's shared by the few folks that we keep within our own personal bubble. But that perspective is different all the time. People see the world through all different colored lenses. The way you spend money, the way I spend money, it's different. I will admit, I think we're all spending money less. But what I believe is a good value and what you believe is a good value are different. And one of the things that I don't try to do at Friedman Financial is impose my values on you. I just want you to understand the implications of decisions that you're making, good, bad, or indifferent. And I'd love for someone to do the same thing for me. I'm very open to understanding things. I mean, I love it when my wife says, oh, Mark, I bought this item that was $200. It was a great deal because it was 50% off, which means it was, I guess, originally $400, and now it's $200. And I said, yeah, but did we need it in the first place? Just because you saved 50% on it doesn't necessarily mean we needed it in the first place. What our needs are versus what our wants are have really been come into conversation over the past few months especially. We really are beginning to understand what are the essential costs that are necessary to run our day-to-day life, and what are some of the other things that we would like to have that in the most part we've been able to do. But maybe we don't need to do it that way all the time. Maybe there's other things to consider. Maybe there's new skills, new hobbies, new experiences. A lot to think about. We're going to come out of this pandemic a different person. And I hope it's a different person for the better. All of us. I think we've learned a lot. I think we're going to be a little kinder to our neighbors. I think we're going to be a little bit more understanding about the world around us. And I just hope that we all figure out ways to celebrate what we have and not be as stubborn as we've been in the past. And together, we will find some success. All right, we got to take a quick break. I want to remind you before we go to break, though, that we put out a free weekly newsletter every Friday. It's called Planning Point. Just if you'd like it, it lands in your inbox at 10:30 in the morning. All you have to do is go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page on my website. You put in your name, your email address, and there's a section in there that you can throw in comments. You want to ask me a question, you want to just say hello, or you can leave nothing. It's okay. Just hit send, and you will be signed up for our newsletter. Now, what's in the newsletter? Usually three stories. Each one, no more than 100 words long. There's a little link that goes along with it if you want to learn more about the story, but it's financial advice in a language you can understand. That's what we do at Friedman Financial, and that's what we do here each and every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. right here on Dollars and Cents. When we get back, I've got some information on colleges, and I want to talk to you about some travel planning thoughts, a lesson that I've learned along the way. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
What if you could blend the classic strategies of investing with a contemporary approach to financial planning? That's what Friedman Financial can do for you. Wherever you are along your financial journey, Friedman Financial has the skills, technology, and experience to help you make smart financial decisions. Their team of certified financial planners will deliver an independent, objective, personalized plan for you. Friedman Financial, financial advice in a language you can understand.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above Alto Forno Restaurant. Hope you're doing well. Have any of you watched a single Red Sox game? It occurred to me that the Red Sox season has started and I haven't even watched a game. And I understand the Celtics started this weekend. I haven't watched that. I don't know about you, but for the past couple of months, I was saying, you know, it seems like all we talk about is the pandemic, the political landscape, and social justice issues. It seems like those are the three topics that we would talk about for months. And I was like, I want to stop talking about this stuff. I want to talk about the Red Sox. I want to talk about the Patriots. I want to talk about things that are going on in the world. I want to talk about what things I saw at the theater and things that I did with groups of people. And it's like, all right, I want to do this. And now you can actually watch the Red Sox. You can watch the Celtics. But I'm a different person. I really have no interest at all in watching this. And I'm scratching my head, why? I mean, I loved doing this. I would watch this every night I would go home. I'd flip on the Red Sox game. Last year, that's what I would do. When the Celtics were on, I knew when they were on. In fact, I'm a season ticket holder to the Boston Celtics. I mean, the season's over this year for us, and I will still be a season ticket holder next year. But right now, do any of you feel any strong desire to just sit down and start watching sports? I just not into it right now. It's a different world that we're living in. It really is. But I got this call earlier this week from a client who said to me, you know, Mark, we have been planning to go on a cruise. A cruise? I said, oh, geez, I don't think the cruises are running right now. She said, oh, no. We bought this. This is a cruise, one of those riverboat cruises that we want to go on. And we're not going until October of 2021. Okay. I can feel pretty good, I think, right now that we damn well better be back to being able to travel and do stuff by October of 2021. She said to me, well, here's our concern. We got a note, and we're going through, let's call it Viking Cruise Line. I don't even remember the name of it. We'll use Viking, for example. We got a note that says we need to pay 100% of our deposit of the cost of the cruise 1 year in advance. And it made us feel a little uncomfortable. Now, we talked around. They said they talked around to some other friends, and they had said that they had heard that that's normal. You have to pay a year in advance for your cruise. Okay? But she says the sticking point is that we're using a cruise company, and this cruise company wants us to pay them, and then they will pay the cruise entity. And that made me feel a little uncomfortable. And now it shouldn't, but it's perhaps the skeptic in me right now where I'm seeing so many companies potentially going out of business because there's not a lot of stuff going on right now. And it reminded me of a story back in 1994. Laura and I were married about 1993. We were married for 2 years and we were living in an apartment in Stoneham. And we had decided that we were going to go with friends of ours on a Royal Caribbean cruise. I'd never been on a cruise before. And we heard there were these guys on Route 28 in Stoneham called the Cruise Guys. I remember seeing their ads. They did all sorts of cruising stuff. And so I figured, all right, we'll go down and we'll go to see the cruise guys, and we will book the cruise with Royal Caribbean through them. Because remember, back then, there was no internet. There was no ability to just book online. You had to go to a cruise company. And that's what we did. We went to the cruise boys. And we walked in there, booked our cruise. You put down your 10% deposit, whatever it was, fine. Now, we were scheduled to go, I don't remember the months, but I think it was like 5 months out that we were going to be going on this cruise, or 4 months out. And we get this note from the cruise guys saying, hey, your deposit is coming up soon. The next phase of your deposit is coming up soon. The next one will be due in 90 days here on out. But we'd like to offer you an offer. We'd like to make an offer to you. If you will pay the remaining balance, the 100% that is due on your cruise now, we will allow you to take 10% off and just drop off the check to our office. And so Laura and I thought, that sounds like a pretty good idea. I mean, these guys have been around forever. And so we went down and we deposited, brought down our check to pay the balance of our cruise. Well, a couple weeks later, I'm watching the Channel 7 News, and there's Byron Barnett standing in front of the Cruise Boys shop. And he tells us that these people have just closed their doors and they're gone. And apparently my check and the checks of several other people who were taking advantage of this prepayment program all got scammed. And they ran off with our money. And guess what? Royal Caribbean had no record of the deposits. They never received the money. And so I couldn't even go on the Royal Caribbean cruise because Royal Caribbean hadn't been paid. And when I told them my sob story, Royal Caribbean wouldn't even give me a discount. Nothing. Nothing. Now this is, don't think this was like 5 years ago. This was 1990. This was, I don't know, some 25 years ago or so. But the lesson that I learned has never left me. And it reminds me of what these people are going through now. Here we are in a pandemic where the comfort level of people continuing to go on cruises is dwindling, though I do think it will come back. And I do think the cruise industry will survive. But I'm not so sure that the travel companies that represent many of these cruise companies will survive. Because you can book a cruise through Carnival, through Royal Caribbean, through Viking, through Princess, whatever, directly through the website and using the cruise line. How can we be certain? And I'm sorry if you're a travel agent. How can I be certain that the check that I'm writing is going to the cruise company? If I'm writing the check to Royal Caribbean, that's one thing. But if I'm writing it to the ABC Cruise Company, how do I know it's actually going to get there? And so my advice to the client was, I would call, and I think it was Viking Cruises, I'm not quite sure, call Viking Cruise and say, you know, I understand that I have a booking that is being booked through this travel agency. I want to make sure that if the travel agency goes defaults, that the money that I'm giving to the travel agency is actually going to get to you. Is there a way for me to just pay you the cruise line directly? And in fact, the cruise lines will happily, in many cases, take your credit card, wherein a travel agency might say, we need a check, or we have to charge you an extra 2 or 3% if you want to use a credit card. My advice to you is to be careful right now. You may not be thinking about traveling in the next year or two right now, or planning trips. But if I were you, I would think of any type of travel planning, I would want to be doing it directly through the airline, directly through the cruise line, directly through the hotel, and not through a third-party vendor. I'd also want to make sure that you're paying for things on a credit card and not having money ACH'd or direct pulled from your bank account. Because remember, even if these companies default, if you used your credit card, you have some insurance protection. And then I said to our clients who were going on this cruise in October of 2021, what happens if the cruise company runs, the cruise still goes, but for whatever reason, a pandemic remains here in the United States that prevents you from being able to hop on a plane and go on the cruise line in, let's say it goes out of Germany or Holland or wherever it is. What type of protections do you have? My feeling is that you will have a far better protection by relying on your credit card than actually having the money pulled directly from your bank account. Now, I may be wrong on this, but my gut tells me that we're going to have a couple of these terrible situations pop up. You're going to see these stories about people losing money. I want you to be smart. I want you to be able to enjoy these vacations when you were able to go on them again. But I also want you to be thoughtful and go and be careful of using a lot of these third-party vendors that are talking about making your life easier, but perhaps they're not completely fulfilling the promises that they made. All right. One other item I wanted to talk to you about is we've been receiving calls from clients who regularly draw money from their accounts. And look, I think I've told you, 65% of our clients at Friedman Financial are either in retirement or approaching retirement, which means that they're taking money on a monthly basis from their investment accounts to help supplement their spending needs. Maybe they get Social Security. Maybe it's a pension. Maybe, they have an annuity that pays them money, whatever it might be. But they also pull dollars from the investment accounts that they have at the office to supplement their income. And they're asking us, with the markets being the way they are, and the way the pandemic is that they don't seem to need as much money. And so they're saying, maybe I shouldn't take as much money from my investment account. Now, that could be a good thing. Maybe you don't need it. Let the investments grow and do all that. But I have to remind them and everyone else, I never want your investment account to be your emergency fund. I want to make sure that you have adequate dollars in the bank for you to draw upon that is not subject to market risk. Market risk meaning the market's going up and down. So I want to ask you, I want you to ask yourself, when you think about your spending habits, how much do you spend on a monthly basis? Now that means everything, not just the gas bill and the cable bill and the phone bill, but also your mortgage and any type of payments that you make on a car and everything, the cost for food, the cost for your nails, the cost for golf, whatever it is. What is the average amount that you spend every month? Maybe that number is, I'll just grab $6,000 as a number. Maybe it's $6,000. Well, $6,000 times six months worth of monthly expenses is $36,000. I want you to think to yourself or ask yourself, do I have 6 months of my regular ongoing expenses available to me in the bank? And if you don't, I think you need to put some there. You need to make sure that it's there. Because if you don't, it means you're relying on your investment portfolio to be part of your emergency fund. And I think that can be dangerous. I want to make sure that you have dollars accessible to you, money available for your spending needs during times of crisis, during times of need, that's here for you and not for you to worry about when a pandemic, when a market correction strikes. And you know what? There's likely to be some bounces in the market. Absolutely, for sure, there is going to be some bounces in the market. We have an election that's coming up in November. We have some uncertainty around just even the way we even get along with each other these days, the rioting that's going on in the streets, the challenges that we have in the way we view one another, the questions of how companies will reemerge through this pandemic. How will we survive? What will happen when our kids go back to school? Will there be a second spike? All sorts of questions that are out there. The market's going to fluctuate. They're going to bounce. They're going to be up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down. But you have to realize that the future of your money isn't 6 months from now. It isn't a year from now. It's 4 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years from now. But for now, you need to have money in the bank. You need to have your dollars safe, enough dollars for 6 months to cover you, to protect you. If you don't have them, put them there. If we need to help you get there, give us a call. We are here to do financial planning for you. We're here to provide you with financial advice in a language you can understand. At Friedman Financial, we manage a lot of money. A lot of money for a lot of people, and all of our clients are local. We're going to work with you. It's going to be a personal, very private conversation. But for now, we got to take a quick break. Actually, it's more than a break. I got to take a break for a week. I got to come back next Sunday to give you more financial advice in a language you can understand. Thanks for joining me today. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Thanks for tuning into Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During the show, specific investments may have been discussed. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planner, tax professional, or attorney to determine what is appropriate for you. We'll be right back.
Consider your investment objectives, risk, charges, and expenses of an investment company before investing. That's because investing involves risk, including a loss of principal. A prospectus contains this and other information about mutual funds, variable annuities, and variable annuity subaccounts. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making an investment. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment and financial planning advice is offered through Mark's firm, Friedman Financial, which is a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next Sunday at 8 a.m.
The prior show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.